As Jesus and the disciples continued on their way to Jerusalem, they came to a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. Her sister Mary sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he taught. But Martha was distracted by the big dinner she was preparing. She came to Jesus and said, "Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me." But the Lord said to her, "My dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There is only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her." That was Luke 10, verses 38 to 42 in the New Living Translation version of the Bible. This passage of text teaches us a lot. It compares and contrasts two women. A woman who is so focused on doing work that she misses the opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus and listen and learn and absorb. How many of us are just like Martha? We're so focused on doing, we're so focused on moving, on checking things off of our list that we don't allow ourselves to be still enough to sit in the presence of our Heavenly Father, to just be still, to pray, to journal, to read our Bible. And then not only is she so busy and moving so fast and so quickly, she then compares what she's doing to what her sister is doing and says, "She's not doing as much work as I am. I'm doing all this work." How many of us tend to compare the things that we do with those of others? Do we compare how many hours we're volunteering in the church? How many hours we are working outside the home? How many hours we're helping the kids with homework? And look at our spouse and say, "Well, I worked with him for 4 hours today. What have you done?" "I volunteered for 20 hours in the church this month. What have you done?" Comparison is not something that is of God. If you are doing something that God put on your heart, you are coming from a good place. So allow the goodness to reign supreme. Don't allow comparison to be the thief of your joy. When you are comparing the works, the things that you are doing to someone else, what that's signaling to your brain is, "I am not secure in myself. I am not secure in myself enough to just complete this work that God has called me to do, whether it's work inside the house, it's work in the church, it's physical place that you are going to work, you are missionary, you are a stay-at-home mom or a business owner. Your work is important. And it's enough. You don't need to compare the work that you're doing with anybody else's work, because your work is enough and you are enough." God's message was very, very clear to her. He told her, "You are worried about all of these little details, and there's really only one thing that we need to be concerned about, and Mary has discovered it. That one thing that we need to be worried about is our salvation." So all of the small tasks, while they may seem important at this moment, ask yourself, "Have I worked on my salvation today? Have I humbled myself and submitted my fleshly desires to the Lord? Have I sat at the feet of Jesus and allowed his words to overtake me? Have I done any of those things?" That's what God wants us to be focused on. He wants us to be focused on our salvation, because our salvation is the most important thing to him, and it should be the most important thing to you. Your salvation comes by submitting completely and totally to God, by surrendering your will and your ways, and say, "Lord, I give it all to you. I go where you want me to go. I move how you want me to move. And I thank you for your Son. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that lives within me. Lord, I thank you." So today, don't be so focused on doing things. Be focused on your salvation and how the work that you're doing, the things that you are doing, are bringing honor to God.